Hi, and welcome to episode 004 of Unlock Your Life. And today we're going to talk about your money patterns and how they are made with love. And this is one of those counterintuitive patterns that most people say, well, you know, love and money really have nothing to do with each other. I have love in my life, I just don't have money. Most people I talk to are so frustrated by money or by the lack of money or by talking about money or fighting around money that the word love and money just don't go together even in one sentence. A lot of people discard that they could go together. A lot of people fight that they should go together. And when we do try to put them in one sentence, we almost instantly hit very old layers of pain. And that's often the pain of not deserving, or the pain of not being enough, or the pain of not having enough. And because if it would be one thing, love and money, and we would have no money, then we might not have love either, or we might not deserve money, or might not deserve love. So this feels really awkward and really counterintuitive. So we try to talk ourselves out of this and say, no, it's just a coincidence. I mean, I have no money, but I have a lot of love. And probably you do. So I'm not here to tell you that you're not deserving love. I'm just here to tell you how these two are related and how opening yourself to love actually opens you to money and the other way around. Until a few years ago, I really thought that, I mean, money and love, they are totally separate. And a few years ago, I began to understand how they are actually tied together and how my money patterns actually show me how my love patterns are. And whatever your pattern is, it is showing you how to find more love for yourself, more deserving, and more value. And it's not about punishment. The whole thing is that's actually an art to acknowledge that what you're getting is actually good for you. And this sounds really weird to people who are in bad money situations. And I was like that. I had tons of debt, bad debt. I was not able to pay it back. And then I heard somebody say, well, the thing is, you have to acknowledge how that's a good thing. And I was like, a good thing? Come on. I don't know how to deal with this. This is not a good thing. It's not a good situation. It's not a good thing. There's nothing good about this, and it has nothing to do with love. So if you really want to make a real quantum leap in your money, listen to this episode really carefully and put all your thoughts and beliefs on your doorstep just for this episode and see if you can follow what I have to say, because it really shifted everything for me. In both money and love. So a few sentences ago, I was talking about punishment. And a lot of us think that being in debt or whatever has to do with something outside us trying to hurt us, or something outside us trying to punish us, or whatever. You know. So when we have a lot of money, it's because we are good people. And when we don't have a lot of money, it has nothing to do with us. That's what we tend to tell ourselves. But in really taking responsibility for that, it is that we are in the situation that we're in, that's one. And then to actually see, hey, this is a situation that I created, and that's probably good for me in some awkward kind of way. And once we get that the situation we're in is probably also good in some weird way, that's the first moment that you are actually able to get out of it. So this always needs an example, because trying to understand why being in tons of debt would actually be good is not an easy thing. It wasn't for me, and it hasn't been for anybody I coached on this arena. So let me just tell you my story. I used to always be in debt. From ever since I left my parents' house and I went to college, I immediately started making debt. And I earned good money. I always had enough, but I'd still have tons of debt. I just neglected money. I didn't want to do anything with money. I just thought, well, you know what I need to buy, and I know more or less what's coming in. And this is just the life I deserve and the life I want to live. So I'm just going to live the life and the money will probably follow. And it did, kind of. So I had some awkward situations of not being able to pay a specific bill, but it never really got out of hand. So I thought, well, you know, see, this is how it works. I just pay what I feel I need to pay and the money will follow. And it sort of did. And I sort of thought that I had it all together until I didn't, until I was in a divorce, not having a home, and my business partner broke up with me in the same period. So I had no business, no home, no stuff, no money, no nothing, just a pile of bills. And I had no clue how I was ever going to pay those bills. And I really thought, wow, I don't know how I got here, but I don't know what I'm going to do about it. And then somebody told me, this is actually a good situation. And I was like, where would this be good? I mean, how could this ever show love? So the question I started to ask myself after this situation, I had a few other times where I had similar situations. And the question I started asking myself was, how could this actually show love? So if I just suspend my own beliefs for a second and really start to wonder, okay, so what if I would believe that this was a love pattern? How on earth could this ever be? What is this pattern serving? And the first answer that came to me was the fact that my mom would always tell me that I'm exactly like my dad. And that was not something I liked her to say. So I was like, yeah, but that wasn't love. So my mind immediately started telling me, well, that's what your mother said, but that didn't feel loving. And the whole art is in shushing your mind and saying, okay, but this is what came to me. So how could this be love? How could this pattern of always stacking up debt be something to do with love? And the first answer was, my mom would tell me I'm exactly like my dad. And I started wondering and shushing my mind and saying, okay, so why is that love? And the answer that came to me was that I secretly try to show my dad how I love him. Now, what most people that are listening to this podcast don't know is that I have two sisters and one mom and one dad. So we were with four women in the house and one dad. And my parents are cousins. So they've been together literally from birth onward. And they have a lot of strange dynamics that not, well, a lot of parents have strange dynamics, but this is even more strange because they are literally family. So there is a lot of stuff going on between them that's difficult to talk about, and they love each other really deeply, but there is also some wounds that are really difficult to actually bring out into the open. So we'd have four women and one man, and the man earned the money, and the women were always fighting him and blaming him and blaming him for really strange things, but also blaming him for controlling us with his money. And I'm not going into whether that would be true or could be true. That's just, we had these women blaming the guy. And I really loved that man. I really deeply loved my dad. But I also am a woman, so I wanted to be a woman amongst the women in the house, and I also wanted to show my dad how deeply I loved him. So what would happen is that these women would sit on the, around the kitchen table and gossip about his money patterns, and I didn't want to be sent out of that kitchen. So I had to kind of participate, and I didn't really want to, and I also wanted to show my dad I love you. But I was really afraid that if I'd take his side in this, that I would be in the same part as him. And I was also a woman, so I didn't want to do that. So what I started doing was secretly showing my love for him. And I secretly tried to show my love for him by copying his patterns of not opening envelopes, of not dealing with money, of buying stuff for myself, of kind of just not dealing with the entire subject and throwing it away. Now, I'm not sure why he used to do that, but I just started copying his pattern and I didn't know what his pattern meant for him, and I still don't know. I just knew that if I was like him, I could somehow bond with him without the women knowing about it. And then my mom would say, "You're just like your dad." And I hated her for saying that because I didn't want her to see that I was secretly taking his side. So in my pattern of neglecting money, of hiding from bills, of not dealing with it, of buying stuff and saying, "Well, you know, I still have money, I can buy things," I secretly showed my dad how much I love him. And once I realized that that was actually going on, I could find new ways to show my love to him. I didn't have to keep my envelopes closed. I could just call him up and say, "Dad, I really love you." And at this point in my life, it's not scary to show my sisters how much I love him. That was an old pattern. I'm not even sure that it was appropriate then. It just felt like appropriate then. And now it's a completely different story. But the habit was still in my life. So what I started to do is open all my envelopes and actually show my love to myself by doing that. So actually opening my envelopes, paying my bills, taking responsibility for my money, and calling my dad that I love him, and that because I love him, I'm going to change this habit. Now, this habit of hiding is something that I don't only do with money. It's just a habit of hiding, a habit of taking my dad's part and hiding from the real connection and hiding from sharing my pain. So I do that in all sorts of strange ways. But by taking responsibility for my money is actually the first point where I saw money and love really are the same thing. So I now know that I created all those bad money situations myself to actually try to show love. And what I am now doing is showing love by actually taking responsibility for my money and showing love in very different ways. And I don't need punishment for hiding, and I don't need punishment for not opening my bills. I don't need to punish myself for that habit, because it was a habit born from love. It wasn't a habit born from neglect or from not wanting to take responsibility. It was a habit born from love. And it doesn't make me a bad person. It shows my love for my dad. So every time I find myself hiding, I actually look at a picture of my dad, or I call him up and I say hi. And I don't say a lot about what's going on. I just connect with him. And this pattern goes way beyond money. It goes to everything of value. Showing my friends how much I care. Showing my husband that I actually love him. Those are things that I easily hide from, because all of a sudden I find myself in between my parents' marriage. And that was a bad place to be for me. So I hid from those relationships. And that's something I do in friendships. I do. And it's just a habit I developed. So in really receiving from people, I did that secretly. I didn't do that openly. I didn't receive love openly, because I was afraid that if I received my dad's love, I'd be kicked out. If I would receive the women's love, then my dad wouldn't really see that I loved him too. So I just avoided the whole thing. And I avoid everything of value. I avoid money. So every time I feel intimacy, I run and hide. And when I find myself doing that today, I just embrace myself and I really let the love flow through me. And it often takes a lot of tears, and I just feel how much love I have and how badly I would really love to show that. And I open up and tell people what's going on. And at this point in my life, I surround myself with people who don't judge me for this pattern, but who really can take this and open up, and who don't say, "Oh, you're so stupid, you didn't pay your bills." They just say, "Hey, wow, what a discovery, what a setup." And they are there for me, and they don't take over. They just assist me in helping. So the question today that I ask is, how would I really want to show love? And I dive in deep into my heart and I say, well, if I could build a new pattern, what would that pattern look like? And what pattern would I really want to have? And what pattern around money and love would really serve me? And I take a lot of time every day to actually build that new habit and to really develop the habit and the life that I want to have. And that has a lot to do with my money. So today I have a habit of dealing with my money in a way that actually shows love for me, shows love for my surroundings, and it brings me back into what habits would I wanted to have been able to build. So next week, we're going deeply into that. I hope this episode rang a bell for you. If it did, feel free to share. I'm always happy to answer any question that comes up for you. And next week, we'll be talking all about habits and how you can actually build them. And from these old habits, how you can let go of your older habits, specifically around money, and how you can build healthy habits that actually start serving you. So that was it for today. I hope to hear you next week, and have a very nice day today. Bye.